On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Charlie Mattesian. He has written an article in Politico called How Republicans Can Win the Midterms. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, Pat.
In the article, you cite some historical references that generally say when a president's approval rating is below 50%, his colleagues generally lose the next election. Is that true in this case?
There is. The bulk of history, whether you take a look at the last quarter century, the last half century, suggests that the party in power always takes a beating in midterm elections. There have been very, very few exceptions to that rule, and that's part of the reason that the environment looks so grim for the Republican Party in 2018.
And what importance could California take in the midterms this year?
California is in an unusual position this year. There are a number of seats that are up for grabs, and that makes California central to any kind of Democratic plan to win back a House majority. But there's a special problem in California that Republicans and Democrats don't face elsewhere, and that problem is this. The state's unique top two primary system increases the odds that there may be races, critical races that are going to be key to Democratic hopes. It increases the odds that in some of those races, Democrats may never even get to the November general election. And if that were to happen because of Democratic infighting in some of these places, that would really put a crimp in Democratic plans to make the kind of gains necessary to win back a majority. Democrats have to win a 24-seat net gain to win the majority, and they're not going to be able to do it without winning a healthy number out of California.
Is there too much complacency on the part of the Democrats? Are they just holding out for what has been called the Trump effect?
Well, I wouldn't call it complacency because what we're seeing is stratospheric levels of Democratic energy and enthusiasm. And you see that reflected in all kinds of ways, whether it's small donor fundraising or in the polls or turnout in special elections or just the sheer number of candidates running for office. But the problem with having that much energy and almost all of it generated by anti-Trump sentiment on the left, the trouble with all that energy is it means there's going to be lots of infighting in crowded Democratic primaries. And the result of that we often see in primaries across the country is when you have a contentious primary, it drains resources from candidates, it polarizes the party, and leaves nominees bloodied and bruised even before they get to the general election. And that is a real problem.
And on the Republican side, Charlie, I'm wondering, it seems like the Republicans are not overly concerned about the midterms, that they're riding high on the president's approval rating rising a bit over the last few weeks and the focus on the economy instead.
Yeah, they're feeling a lot better about their prospects than they were at the end of the year, because if you remember, at the end of 2017, they were coming off a very bruising off-year special election, special elections,
yes.
The off-year results in Virginia and New Jersey, and all kinds of signs that there might be a Democratic wave brewing. But then beginning at the end of December and then for about a month period, you could see the gap closing between Democrats and Republicans in the generic ballot polls. The president's approval ratings were ticking up. And so there were signs that Americans were beginning to credit the president for the economy and for the tax cuts. And so his numbers got better. And in that kind of environment, Republicans will have a better chance of keeping their majority. The trouble is, though, those numbers are beginning to change and go back in a direction that isn't going to help Republicans this fall. And that's probably a development over the last 2 weeks. So a lot is going to be contingent on what the polls say and what kind of environment Republican candidates are going to be running in. Right now, we're still 9 months away from the November election, so it's hard to say. But there was a period that I think really made Republicans feel better about their chances.
Yeah, it seems to be. And there seems to be some chasm on the Democratic side between the old guard and what are being called now the progressives and the younger guard.
Yeah, the party is in a state of transition. And in a lot of ways, it's similar to what we saw in 2010 with the rise of the Tea Party on the right. And so the result of all that energy on the left in the progressive wing of the party is they are resisting. They are resisting officials who have been in office for a long time. They're fighting back against the Democrats. Democratic establishment, and that's always a healthy development for the party, but it begins to become unhealthy once the fighting gets to a point where it damages candidates' efforts to win in November.
And you can read Charlie's article in Politico, how the Republicans can win the midterms. Charlie, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pat.